This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed the country's commitment to conserving water and promoting sustainable development on World Water Day today. In a social media post, he shared a video highlighting the importance of water conservation. He emphasized that water has been the lifeline of civilizations and stressed the need to protect it for future generations.
संसार में जल ही हर एक जीव के जीवन का आधार और जल ही सबसे बड़ा संसाधन भी है। इसलिए तो हमारे पूर्वजों ने जल संरक्षण के लिए इतना जोर दिया। वेदों से लेकर पुराणों तक हर जगह पानी बचाने को तालाब सरोवर आदि बनवाने को मनुष्य का सामाजिक और आध्यात्मिक कर्तव्य बताया गया। एक कहावत कई बार सुनी, बिन पानी सब सून।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reiterated Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. Replying to a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Home Affairs in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, Mr. Shah said, in the past 10 years, the government has strengthened the security of the nation through political will and use of technology. He pointed out that the country was facing three major challenges in the past which hindered the country's progress and development, namely terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism and insurgency in Northeast. Mr. Shah stated that the government has dealt with all these challenges with a firm hand. The minister said terrorism, Naxalism and extremism are on the verge of ending under the Narendra Modi government. India has said that Pakistan's active promotion and sponsorship of cross-border terrorism is the biggest roadblock to peace and security in the region. Briefing the media in New Delhi last evening on the issue of radical preacher and fugitive Zakir Naik's presence in Pakistan and his meeting with the top leaders there, the MEA spokesperson said this is not the first time that he has been treated in Pakistan. Mr. Jaiswal said it shows the kind of approach his hosts have and what it means in terms of giving so much of support to a person who is wanted in India. President Draupadi Murmu has said that sensitivity towards the deprived class determines the reputation of a country or society. Addressing the Purple Fest event at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the president said, compassion, inclusiveness and harmony have been the values of Indian culture and civilization. The Purple Fest aims to raise awareness about different disabilities and their impact on people's lives and to promote understanding, acceptance and inclusion of persons with disabilities within the society. President Murmu expressed happiness that the government is striving to empower and ensure equal participation of Divyangjan through the Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their greetings to the people of the state on Bihar Day today. In a social media post, the president praised Bihar as a land of knowledge and development since ancient times. She expressed hope that the people of Bihar will continue to contribute to the creation of a developed Bihar and a prosperous India through their talent, determination and hard work. The Prime Minister described Bihar as a sacred land of heroes and great personalities. He said the state, which has made Indian history proud, is passing through an important phase of its development journey today. Mr. Modi emphasized that the hard-working and talented people of Bihar play a crucial role in this progress. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has said that it will revoke legal protections for hundreds of thousands of Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans and Venezuelans, setting them up for potential deportation in about a month. The order applies to over 5,32,000 people from the four countries who came to the United States since October 2022. The 18th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is set to kick off today, marking the start of another season of high-octane T20 cricket. In the inaugural match, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the iconic Eden Garden Stadium in Kolkata this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.